Hi, Paul Sackett, Good News Planet. I'm here with Denise Rover. Hi, Denise. Big day today.
Yes, we are having another big day as we do our second annual Gold and Silver Circle induction. And this year we'll be honoring 11 really special people who have made their mark in the broadcasting and media business.
What was the concept behind this type of an event?
Well, for many years, the New York chapter just acknowledged those people who have worked 25 years in the business with the Silver Circle. We have so many accomplished people now that have been in the business for 50 years that we wanted to acknowledge their contributions with gold and then the silver. So we blended the event to make it a gold and silver event.
Geez, you made me think. I started in 72 at CBS, so I'm getting close.
You're getting close, but none of us wants to age prematurely, right?
Yeah, why did I say that?
We're forever young.
Well, I appreciate that comment. And you're looking great, and you guys are doing such wonderful work. In addition to this event, the one that you're doing over at the Marriott, that was very special.
Yes, we had our 60th anniversary New York Emmy Awards back on May 6th this year. We had close to 800 people in attendance. WCBS-TV was honored with the Governor's Award, and it was a really special evening.
You know, I'll say just because I did work at WCBS and in the early 72, you guys did a great job. You were magnificent. You had great visuals. You really spent a lot of time to produce a well-produced show.
I have to thank Bruce Brower, who is the Vice President of Creative Services at CBS Station Group, who produced their 75th anniversary reel. So he did a terrific job, and Christine Johnson and Lonnie Quinn actually accepted on behalf of the station's behalf.
Very special. What's good news for you in any aspect of your life?
Good news for me is that everyone enjoys today's festivities, that everyone enjoys the holiday season, and all good wishes for 2018.
Last question, because you know we're involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace Day, September 21st. I asked many people, what does peace mean to them? What does peace mean to you?
What peace means to me is that everyone respects each other, and regardless of culture, regardless of status, that we all respect one another and get along.
Beautiful. And television is that opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Let's use it for its positive nature and stay away from any of the negative attributes.
You're fantastic. Thanks so much.
Okay, Paul, thank you.